his content. Blake, what went down with Eli Holstein? Not surprising necessarily, but what's the story there?
Really and truthfully, Bill, I mean, 4 years ago, Eli Holstein went to school at St. Thomas More in Lafayette, Louisiana, with another quarterback by the name of Walker Howard, the five-star quarterback that committed to LSU. Eli Holstein gets beat out in that competition. They move to Zachary, Louisiana, and where he's had a really, really, really good career. Bill, I was always kind of known that Eli was not going to follow Walker to LSU, and I think it was, you know, a tough sell for any LSU coach, regardless of who it would have ever been. Eli Holstein, you know, commits to Alabama, Bill. But, you know, I think the biggest thing out of all of this, at least for me, is that it's one school down for Arch Manning. I don't think, Bill, that Nick Saban allows Eli Holstein to commit publicly if there's a, you know, if I just don't think he allows him to commit publicly with him coming to town in a couple of weeks. So, you know, we'll see.
Is there bad blood, though, between Holstein and Walker Howard?
I don't know if there's bad blood between the kids. maybe there's bad blood between the families. But I just don't think that Eli was ready to go through something like that again. I'm not saying that Eli isn't better. I'm not saying any of that. I just know that there was some bad, you know. Bill, when you pick up and you move about two and a half hours away to play football, you pick up your entire life and you move, I mean, that should tell you something, you know. And so I don't want to say he wasn't ever coming to LSU, but as long as Walker Howard is at LSU, he won't be there.
What is Eli Holstein's comp? Who would you visually compare him with, skill-wise, et cetera, for the audience?
He's not this player. I mean, he's not this talented, but he's got the same body and build, and he moves the same as Andrew Luck. Like, Bill, he's not Andrew Luck, but he's a big, big, big kid. And he moves well. He takes a hit. He can throw well. He just mechanically, he does everything right. Again, he's not as talented as Andrew, in my opinion. Can he be? Maybe. But if there was a comp, you're getting a very just, you know, tactician. And Eli is that guy, but he's a very big-bodied kid, a strong kid, fast kid, and a kid that can throw really well. But I would say, Bill, I don't mean this in the wrong way, maybe I don't want to say poor man's Andrew Luck, but he's in that realm. I mean, he reminds me a lot of Andrew with his build.
Any word on Arch Manning? Does he still take that Alabama visit?
Apparently so, Bill. We made some phone calls yesterday and talking to Newman coaching staff, and apparently he said he's still going to take the visit. The way that I understand it is Eli Holstein doesn't stop me from making my college decision. Good for them, I guess. But, again, I don't know. I mean, Bill, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here. I mean, there's no way that the kid in Holstein and Nick Saban allows that to happen and him to commit if Arch Manning's coming. And really and truthfully, Bill, there's some things that we're hearing this week about Georgia about, you know, him not really wanting to play in that offense. Well, then it really kind of comes down to Texas at this point. I just can't envision it, this going down the way that it did without Nick Saban giving the go-ahead and approval. Just can't see it.
As of the other day, it was Georgia coming up a week out for his visit. Next week, Alabama. The next week, Texas. Florida and LSU ought to get a visit. Is there anything new with Florida and LSU, date-wise?
Uh, Bill, no. At least from not an LSU, I don't know about, I can't speak about Florida, but I know from an LSU perspective, no. I think, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, I still think he's going to wind up in one of those camps. I don't know if he's going to compete and throw and all that kind of stuff, but there's a huge weekend. I want to say the fourth week of June, or the last week of June, or the first week of July, but July is a dead period, so I think it might be that last week in June, Bill. But no, there's nothing else new on the LSU front for March. Bill, quite honestly, I still think LSU's focus at this point from a quarterback perspective is Dante Moore, the Rashada kid from California, or obviously Arch if he was ever, I guess, really willing to come to LSU, which won't happen.
What's amazing is the crescendo in recruiting for centuries was January, because you were leading up to the February 1st Wednesday signing, and you would take your last three. If you were a name player, three of your five at least would be somewhere down the stretch in January. And those could be very impactful. Now, for whatever reason, the calendar, it's June. It's amazing the way this has changed.
I mean, Bill, I took my business in January. We went to, it's crazy you say it like that. We went to, I think, ULM, Louisiana Tech, Tulane, and Southeastern. We went to four. And it's crazy. I mean, Bill, it's nonstop during the summer. And I think, with the college football playoff the way that it is and things that are going on, early signing period, Bill, if Arch Manning wants to sign and enroll early, then, which I don't think Isidore Newman will allow him to do that. I think, Bill, a lot of private schools won't allow you to do that, but we'll see. I don't know. It's constantly going up. So I don't know if they're going to change all that, but Bill, I don't like I got to be honest, Bill. I don't like the two signing days or make them different, do something, but I don't know.
If the SEC goes to a 1-7 or a 3-6 format, and that's apparently what they're down to for the future of the schedule, one permanent, seven rotating, three permanent, six rotating, eight versus nine. But if it's one team, who is LSU's permanent every year opponent?
I can't say Alabama. I can't say A&M.
Alabama would be Auburn.
Right. I mean, Arkansas, but I mean, it's Arkansas A&M's. I mean, maybe they'll give them Texas. I don't know if LSU has that one. I mean, you can't do Ole Miss, Mississippi State. I mean, Bill, you got the Golden Boot Trophy. I mean, but again, LSU and Arkansas is not the biggest rivalry for them anymore. It's just, when I was growing up, Bill, and Darren McFadden was running all over us, and the white boy Peyton Hillis was running all over us, and
Felix Jones.
I mean, Bill, that rivalry was when I was growing up, Bill, the biggest rivalry we had was Arkansas. Okay, and when they went down, so did that rivalry. So I would assume maybe Arkansas, but I mean, does Arkansas feel that way? But Bill, I don't know what I want.
Well, I mean, you got to keep Oklahoma and Texas together. So who's A&M's partner there?
It's true. It's true. I mean, maybe you can give LSU and A&M, but Bill, again, that doesn't move the needle for an LSU fan. I mean, it has in the last couple of seasons, but Bill, when you're going 6-6 and you're beating Texas A&M and everybody's saying you stink, but you're still beating A&M, it's not who they would want. Who they want and who they're going to get is not going to happen. But Bill, did you see the projection from Ross Dellinger of the three teams that they gave? I mean, it still feels like somewhat of a pod system if you have three permanent opponents, right?
I mean,
you're just not calling it a pod system at that point. But if you still have three permanent opponents, I mean, why not call it a pod? I mean, it's kind of crazy to me.
According to that article, the league is dead even between those two models. But the article also said that the prediction is the 3-6 will win out.
Bill, I agree with that. I feel the 3-6 is gonna win out, right? I mean, because I think is LSU the only team in this situation? I don't know. I mean, but maybe they are. But I like the 3-6. I want some permanent opponents. I don't want you to. But I really just don't want LSU Alabama going away. Now we might look up in 20 years and that might change, like LSU and Arkansas. But, I mean, if you're asking me right now, I don't want LSU-Alabama going away. I don't want LSU-Auburn going away. Obviously, at least from, like, my mom and my dad's generation, they definitely don't want LSU and Ole Miss going away. Like, that would be theirs. So, we'll see. But I would rather the 3-6.
Going to be interesting. Well, here's the other thing. You've got to take into consideration the expansion of the playoffs, which is going to happen once they get over their little feud here. It may be 4 years down the road, but it's 4 years down the road as of right now that Texas and Oklahoma's coming into the league. But if you go to 9 league games and you lose that bye game, that BUY game that you pay $500K or $1 million to bring a team in to beat, and they don't expand the playoffs, what are you going to do? It's going to be tough to get Alabama and Georgia in every year.
True. And, Bill, I think, this was what was a concern for, like, an FCS AD, is that you get rid of them, but you also get rid of, like, an LSU-USC that you'll have next year, too.
Blake, tell everybody how they get your content.
AY Sports Across the Board. As always, Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it, man. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill. See ya.
There he is. Blake Ruffino.